call is now being recorded. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Ms. Kleeman, join.
Okay. I think we'll... The agenda is pretty short. It's discuss the board resolution and figure out what we're going to do. Gisela, why don't you go ahead and call the roll, and we'll get started.
With pleasure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's Vertical Integration Call, Monday, the 27th of September, we have Mikey O'Connor, Sébastien Bachelet, Roberto Gaetano, Paul Diaz, Jason Frakes, Stefan van Gelder, Eric Brunner-Williams, Alan Greenberg, Keith Drazik, Barry Cobb, Jean-Christophe Vigne, Avery Doria, Jeff Newman, Volker Greimann, Kathy Kleinman, Jeff Eckhaus, Brian Cute. From staff, we have Marge Milam, Mike Zupka, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Christina Rosette will be joining us shortly, and we have apologies from John Nevitt, Catherine Ulmer, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Ron Andruff, and Siva Mutasami. Could I please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes? Thank you. Over to you, Mikey.
Hello. Scott Austin calling it.
Hey, Scott. Welcome to the gang. We'll
Thanks.
Add you to the list of folks that's attending. And thanks, Gisela, for getting us going. We have a pretty short agenda, but I bet we use most of our time in covering it. On the Adobe screen in front of most of you is the board resolution that came out of the board retreat last week in Norway. And I'll just read it into the record for those of you who haven't seen it, and for the MP3, the board actually had a fairly long resolution, and point 2.11 was on vertical integration. It says, the board will send a letter to the GNSO requesting that the GNSO send to the board by no later than 8 October 2010. A letter A indicating that no consensus on vertical integration issues has been reached to date, or B indicating its documented consensus position. If no response is received by 8 October 2010, then the board will deem lack of consensus and make determinations around these issues as necessary. At the time a policy conclusion is reached by the GNSO, it can be included in the applicant guidebook for future application rounds. And subsequent to that, we got a note from Chuck Gomes, the chair of the GNSO, saying given GNSO rules requiring 8 days prior notice, requesting that if we are going to indicate one way or the other to please do so by close of business Wednesday of this week. So there we are. We have basically the choice on the table is whether or not to proceed and try and come up with something in the effectively 60-odd hours remaining or not. And then if we do, to get started on coming up with that, we have an additional complication in that many of the registrar and registry participants in the working group are also invited to the White House here in the United States for a conversation with law enforcement, representatives of law enforcement from all over the world, and those meetings are starting tomorrow. So, as we've been saying in the chat, we live in interesting times. And with that, I guess we've had a fairly lively exchange on the email list over the last few hours. And I think that I'm quite open to ideas as to how to proceed, but my original thought is to have a bit of a conversation as to whether we want to try and come up with something quickly in the next day or so, or whether we simply want to respond to the board's request by saying that there is no consensus on vertical integration and leave it at that. And so why don't we talk that around for a while and see how we feel as a group and proceed from there. Anybody got any thoughts one way or the other? Strong feelings one way or the other? Eric, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. This is Eric Brenner-Williams. We have the, if we go ahead with the second of the two choices, that is attempting to come up with something in the next 3 days, we have the problem that many of our participants are, in a sense, as you've observed, unable to participate. So it's a really risky activity to go and say we have consensus when we know that, for instance, Tim and Jeff Newman won't be in the room. Thanks.
Thanks, Eric. I think I certainly share your concern. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I share Eric's concern also, but on the specific proposal you made, as I noted in an email just before the meeting, three of those four bullets are things that the ALAC actually supported in its statement, and that's with a number of our members being having very opposite views on the overall vertical integration concept, and we thought it was important to tell the board what we believe there was consensus on, at least within our group, even though the overall model was not something that we could agree on. And to the extent that it's possible for this group to do it, I would support that. Anything that we can lock down, I think, is a useful thing to do.
Thanks, Alan. Anybody else got any thoughts one way or the other? Jeff, go ahead. Jeff Newman.
Yes. So, and many of you know I harp on this a lot, but what the problem about even Chuck's timeline is it does not take into consideration any feedback from the constituencies or stakeholder groups or anybody else that needs to weigh in, because if we come up with something that's different than what we have in our initial report and there's no opportunity for feedback, I just don't see how we can declare a consensus on anything other than, in theory, even if everybody in the work group were to agree, maybe you could say a consensus of the work group, but there's no way you could say a consensus of the community without actually allowing the community time to discuss whatever it is that we come up with. And I've said this before to the council on many occasions that, you know, the council's not a legislature, so they're not the ones that are, you know, they need to make sure that 8 days is enough time to get input from their constituents. And frankly, I don't even think 8 days is enough time for that.
Thanks, Jeff. One of the things about those four bullets that I stuck in that email is that they all came out of our interim report. And so the community has had a chance to at least see those. What's your reaction if we essentially highlighted those as our statement of consensus?
Yeah, I mean, anything that was in our initial report that we can state as consensus, then I would have no problem making that recommendation to the council. But if there's anything new or any further deliberations within this group to try to get some position on something else, that's where I'd have the issue. But sure, if the bullets are truly only highlighting areas that have consent, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Stefan. Oh, you may be muted, Stefan. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see if he get off mute. Still can't hear you, Stefan. Sharon?
He has disconnected, it looks like.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll leave his hand up. Eric, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. I share Jeff Newman's, and I didn't realize you were on the call, Jeff. My apologies for stating your absence. We have the comments that we have received, we have not actually spent very much time on as a body evaluating and drawing any inferences from. So not merely do we have the problem that, as Jeff pointed out, 8 days is insufficient for the council to actually get feedback from their constituencies, But we ourselves haven't really addressed the comment from the community that came in from our interim report. Thank you.
Yeah, that's very true. I think that's my fault. I have to be quite frank. I wasn't expecting this kind of an outcome from the board retreat, so I may have let that slide. So that's water over the dam, I guess. I'm going to keep calling on Stefan just in case. Oh, he's
I'm
back.
I got cut off.
Yeah,
I'm
go
back.
Ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey.
Pick up Stefan, I will be happy. Sebastian.
So I've obviously missed some part of what Jeff Newman was saying, and I wanted to respond to his initial comment. I hope I haven't missed anything that was like a response to that since then, but it is my view that if this group, does, and I'm not saying it's going to happen or anything, I'm just being hypothetical, if it does come up with some kind of consensus that is new consensus and that differs from the initial report, and passes that on to the GNSO Council, then the GNSO Council could, in theory, just endorse that. As Jeff was saying, the Council itself doesn't actually make the policy. So if the group that's charged with doing that comes back and says, we have consensus, in this instance, I would suggest that that might be enough for the Council to forward that to the board. I agree there's no time to go back to, well, there's little time to go back to constituencies and stakeholder groups. But really at this stage, the only thing this group should be worried about is can it produce some manner of consensus or not? Let the GNSO Council deal with the rest of the process.
Thanks, Stefan. We've got a little background noise. I think it might have been an outbound call, but it's making it pretty hard to hear.
Boudoir Chombe is joined. We're just going to mute his line. Thank you, Mikey.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Sebastian, did you want to get in the queue? If so, you're next.
I'm sorry. I am driving. I will try to take care. I just wanted to take a little different perspective. It's that since the beginning, the board asked us as a working group to be quick, to do something in a hurry, and always we got some additional time, but it could have been much more easier for you as chair and for us as participants to have the full length of time up to the end. And I am not sure that the 8th of October is the right day to discuss about, because if I read well the board decision the board decision is that as soon as the GNSO will come with the policy, it will be integrated into the DAG or whatever name you want to give the book. And I think as the next version of the DAG will come to have a discussion on that and some time to have comments. I think if something happened in that period with something more consistent on VI, it could be still integrated. And if it's not the 8th of October, it could be November. It could be before the final DAG, because my feeling, what I read, is that it will not be the final one we will get before Cartagena. I may be wrong, but if it's so, I will agree with Alan. We can take what our current consensus, and if we want to work on other topics, we need to take our time. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. Eckhouse, are you back on? I bet he's not. He said he just dropped off. So we'll leave him in the queue and go to Eric.
Oh, thank you. It's Eric Werner-Williams again. Following up on Sebastian, we do have an alternate timeline for reporting recommendations to. As I noted in my mail earlier today to the group, the GACS note starts off in the vertical integration subsection by saying that this is an area where they expect more dialogue. Well, clearly they mean more dialogue after Wednesday of this week. So we have the possibility of informing the GAC of what we can agree to, or what we can't agree to as well, in addition to the planned outcome of informing the board, or at least informing the council, of whatever it is we can or cannot come to agreement to. So that's all I wanted to say, is that there, we have two different timelines now. Thanks.
Thanks, Eric. Eckhouse, you back?
He's not back yet, Mikey.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I agree with Sebastian. It would have been awfully nice to have gotten better dates on this. And so I hadn't thought about the possibility of essentially ignoring the implication of their resolution. I don't know. I have to cogitate about that one. Jeff Newman, go ahead.
Yeah, and I suppose I know the answer to this is probably going to be no, but I suppose I should probably ask it anyway. What I was really, you know, it's again disappointing that the board just kind of sends us a resolution without any indication of what they discussed, what they thought were the positives and negatives about the report, what they think are the positive and negatives about any solution. You know, it seems like what we're looking at on this list now is the GAC letter, but we're not even, but we don't even know how seriously the board's taking that. Is there anyone or any way that we could send something, I don't want to say nasty, we could send something back to the board saying, you guys should have a fiduciary duty to let us know exactly what you're thinking, you know, without even telling us any guidance of what you discussed, whether you want us to take into consideration the GAC advice, because that's what it seems like a lot of people are doing on this list is, you know, let's look at what the GAC said, but I'm not even sure that the board put any credibility in that. We have no bearing, and I'm wondering if there's anyone on ICANN staff that knows or could report anything about it, or if not, if you could ask someone to present to the working group formally what discussions took place at the retreat, and what does it exactly mean that the board will make determinations around these issues as necessary? What do they do with the comments that they received? Which comments did they actually find persuasive? Which did they not? You know, this, I think as a community, we're all too tolerant of what the board tells us, which is absolutely nothing. And it seems like they are consistently successful at pushing the burden back to us when we have no idea what took place there or any of the content in their discussions. And frankly, I think at least, Mikey, I would support just, even if they say no and tell us, you know, go pound sand, we should still make it known and open and transparent that they should let us know more than the conclusion of tell us whether there's consensus or not, because I guarantee you they probably spent more than the 5 minutes it takes to draft this language. Anyway, that's just my own thought.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm going to head back to Jeff Eckhouse in a second. He's back on the call. But I would like folks, if anybody talked to board members, one of the things I sent out last week was a request that any of you who know board members could talk to them and find out some inside scoop. You know, it would be nice to get a bit of a sense of what went on in that room. And maybe we could do it informally now on the call and then formally. I mean, you know, what's emerging is sort of a third option, which is to confront the you know, not respond either way, and instead essentially confront the board's decision with a counterproposal. But let's keep going through the queue. Jeff Eckhouse, go ahead.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. So, sorry, I dropped off the call, but the point I wanted to make is just going back to what your email and about the points of consensus. So if somebody already made this, then you could just cut me off. But it was also, Aubrey made it in the text that I don't believe we had consensus on those specific points that you pointed out in the email. I think we had some agreement to put consensus to put those in the report, but I don't believe that we had consensus on those specific points. So I would caution against putting those forward and saying these are the points we have consensus on. Because that's how I remember it. Maybe I'm wrong, or if people want to correct me, but I think Avery made the same point in the chat and maybe we can get some clarification. But I would be very hesitant to put those forward, and saying we had consensus on those specific points. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, yeah, I think that's right. You know, we put them in the report with caveats that said we need to work on them more. I think that the reason I threw them out there is basically to start trying to identify areas where we may have consensus, but not to, you know, if we decide to do something really fast, especially given sort of the constraints that Jeff Newman is raising, we have a pretty limited field of view in terms of the topics that we can talk about, and those are those topics. I mean, because they've been in the report, but that, you're right, Jeff Eckhaus, we don't have consensus on those yet. We'd have to hammer out language around which we could find consensus pretty quickly. Stefan?
Thanks, Mikey. I'm actually mystified at continued requests or calls for guidance from the board, because I think they've been extremely clear from the start. I know certainly from my own conversations with private conversations with board members and from what's been said publicly, they've been clear in saying that it's up to this group to find a solution, and this group should not expect any guidance from the board, because the board don't want to provide any guidance. The board want to go through the standard PDP process, which is the GNSO council tasks a working group to do something. The working group does it or can't, comes back with an answer, and that gets handed back to the board, and then the board acts on that. And that's what they're saying once again. I don't see any difference from what's been said in the past with this resolution. I think the only difference is that there's a strict deadline, which is the 8th. But apart from that, they're just saying what they've said before, which is we're not going to give you any guidance at all. Your task is to find some kind of solution if you can, and if you can't, then we'll take it upon ourselves to find some solution. But if you can, then we'll act upon that. So asking them for any guidance at this time, I think, would be just a waste of time, and we'll get the same answer that we've always had.
Thanks, Stefan. Eric.
Oh, thank you, Mikey. This is in response to the question that Jeff Newman addressed all of us on the call, if anyone had any ideas of how the board is responding to the communications from the GAC. They received a GAC communique prior to the offering of their resolutions in Trondheim, and the GAC was very clear on the issue that applicants from disadvantaged countries should have some, there should be some financial offset, and the board's response at Trondheim was categorically refusing to make any accommodations for any argument for necessity, under service. So that's my answer to your question, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. And back to Jeff Newman.
Yeah, so, Stefan, I totally agree with you that they're going to say no to our request. I totally agree with you that it would take longer than 3 days or even October 8th. But I disagree with you that they're treating this like any other policy development process, because in any other policy development process, what we really have to do is take the comments we've received, come up with a final report after analyzing and responding to those comments, produce the final report, submit it back to the council, and then the council needs to follow its procedures, and then the council needs to do a vote in order to get it even to the board. There is no respect for the policy development process by the board in this whole new TLD vertical integration issue. There hasn't been from the beginning. So I don't think they're respecting the policy development process. I think they're just trying to skirt the issue, not make a decision, and see if there's one last-ditch effort that we can that we'll somehow all miraculously change our minds and somehow come to consensus before they make their pronouncement. But this has nothing to do with the policy development process, and it really never has from the board's perspective. And frankly, if this were the policy development process, we should just ignore this request from the board, let the council respond that there was no consensus, because that's what we reported on in our interim report, and then let the board do what it's going to do anyway. So, I mean, it seems like a waste. If we can't even get enough to ask the board what they even took into consideration, then why should we jump through hoops to respond by October 8th because the board says we should?
I mean, thanks, Jeff.
Mikey, can I just respond to that?
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead, but then I want to get to Roberto. He's in the queue.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead, well,
Jeff, the actual PDP process itself wasn't the point that I was making, and you're probably right that this working group has been exceptional in that regard. Moving on from the point that you're making, why, in that case, not continue to work towards trying to find some kind of consensus in the next 3 days? And if it doesn't work out, as many people think that it's just, you know, impossible to do something that this group hasn't managed to do in the last month, then just report that to the council and consider the work of this group done.
Roberto.
Yeah. First of all, I think that I need to apologize. I made kind of misjudged what was going to happen at the retreat. Until a couple of days ago, until just before the retreat, that was marked on ICANN's website like a normal retreat, with the flag that it was not going to be a regular meeting. So I was not expecting resolutions, and I was taken a bit by surprise by the fact that, in fact, there were resolutions. Secondly, I think that, if I had anticipated that, maybe we could have pushed a little bit more for progressing before the board retreat, so that we had actually something in a few days to send over to the council. Anyway, this said, I think that I agree with Stefan. I think that the position that the board has, and that is confirmed by some exchange of emails that I had with board members, is that it's very simple. If you can come up with a consensus position or any recommendation and so on, we will adopt it. If not, we are going to decide. Now, at this point, even if I agree on the fact that maybe it would be good to have some feedback from the board on what they like, what they didn't like, what they think is workable or not, in terms of our positions, I don't think that it will fit with the schedule anyway. I mean, to make a complete report of what has happened, although it could be useful, it's not going to help us. And the last point, I think that we need to do something between now and Wednesday, and we have several options. What I propose is that we stress the points on which that were on the interim report, make a sort of a bullet point list of what we think that are the things that should be taken into account to make a decision, even things on which we did not get to enough details, like as I said in my email before, we talk often about relevant relevant market power, and we were unable to define it. I think that if we agree that certain things should be done, could be not harmful in absence of market power, I think that we can write it down, even if we disagree on what the market power is. If we agree on the principle that we have to make the distinction between the situation in which there is and there is not market power. But at the end of the day, I think that we have to provide this bullet point list on the things on which we can have consensus. The fact that there is no time to go back to the constituencies and to have a formal endorsement and so on, I see it a little bit less of a problem, because on these issues we are not going to come up with something completely out of the blue and something that has been not discussed before, on which each of us have not complete time to consult. So I think it's at the end of the day a judgment call of the co-chairs based on what is the feedback on the mailing list. And in any case, also on that I agree with Stefan. It's then the main council that has the final call on what to forward to the board and what not. Thank you.
Thanks, Roberto. Eric.
Gosh, I think I want to think about what Roberto had to say. But
that's why I called on you, so I could.
So you could.
Yeah.
You could inform me and think about Roberto. I think our process comes ahead of the board schedule. Our task as volunteers under GNSO CDP rules is not so interruptible as any call for immediate production for a hypothetical. We still have no idea when there's going to be an opening of the GTLD round. So October 8th may just be yet another fictional date. But we're not done in the long term with the PDP in terms of relationships between the contracted parties. And that, I think, is where we need to go to make a recommendation about the relationship between the contracted parties. And there is the, as I pointed out earlier, the alternate reporting task, which is to report to the GAC what we think is a useful thing to for them to consider, if their initial recommendation is sufficient or if there's issues they haven't thought of or things that they can add to it, possibly without harm. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eric. A couple of things came to mind while I was listening to all of this. One is that we are in sort of a peculiar spot in the PDP process itself. We are at the point where the initial report has been submitted to the council. The report has gone out for public comment. Public comments have been received. We haven't reviewed them sufficiently. But if we were to play this by the bylaws say that after the public comments are back, the staff manager has, 2 weeks or something like that, to incorporate those comments into the final report and transmogrify our initial report into a final report. Well, we're way beyond that deadline, but that's the place in the timeline that we are. We created sort of an intermediate stage called a revised interim report, which is what got submitted to the council and through the council after much debate to the board. So from a process standpoint, I think we're in a quagmire that provides us provides us quite a few degrees of freedom. Because I don't think at this stage in the pure PDP process we actually need to go back for any more public comment. We've already done it twice. We've been back to the constituencies twice. So I'm not sure that those barriers are as insurmountable as some may think. On the other hand, 3 days, especially given that two of them, many of our participants, are quite distracted with something else, does seem harsh. And so it seems to me there are two sources of, you know, I'm looking for slack. I'm a project manager. I'm always looking for slack time. One source of slack is to ask the GNSO to take an exception to its rules and give us a few more days. And another would be to write a note back to the board saying, we are not prepared to answer your question yet. We are still considering. And leave the binary choice. What they have, you know, I think if we do nothing, then they've, in their resolution, left themselves a path to go ahead and make the decision. And so it seems to me that one option would be to write them a note back that doesn't correspond to either of the two choices they gave us, but is rather a third choice that says, can't do it quite that fast. I think it would be neat if we could come up with a date, but we could just say, we're sorry, we don't take choice A or B, and cut ourselves our own timeline and proceed to act as quickly as we can to come up with something. That's kind of where I'm drifting at the moment. I'm a little edgy about trying to put something together in the next 2.5 days for all the reasons that people stated.
Mike,
Jeff.
Mike, this is Scott Austin. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I've been trying to get on through the Adobe Connect, and for some reason it just has never come back up.
I just let you in.
There we go. That's why I didn't have my hand raised. But
well, why don't you wait till after Jeff Newman and put yourself in the queue, and you can be next. How about that? You bet. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to, for the record, the bylaws do state that, you know, within a certain amount of time, 10, whatever days it is, the staff manager would just put the comments in and then submit call the report final and then submit it to the council. But I think if we're doing what we're talking about, which is having substantive conversations about changing recommendations or adding to recommendations, I don't think we have that leeway without having public input. Otherwise, I mean, you could imagine a PDP in the future where, you know, the working group goes one way with an initial report, completely reverses track, does something completely different, and then just try to get that through to the board, changing some of the contracted parties' contracts. So, but put that aside, I think we just call it what it is. They're asking us for input, and not as part of the PDP process, but just as part of a, you know, a request. And then if we think in the next few days, or however long it takes us, that we can provide some input to the board, then we should request this extension from the council. But I think before we just jump on the bad bandwagon about asking for an extension, I would like to hear from people what they think we can get accomplished in the next few days with respect to making any recommendations.
Thanks, Jeff. Scott, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey.
There you go.
The question I had, and I guess I've asked this before, but is there any precedent for a group that has not been able to reach consensus and has essentially reached an impasse in terms of what has been done? Has it just been submitting what comments there are from various disparate parties, or is it something that someone tries to prepare some kind of summary? Or does the board encourage an extension so that something is worked out? Because I've never seen, and obviously I don't have the bylaws in front of me, but I did not know if the bylaws have anything with regard to what consensus is. I mean, is it defined as a majority in agreement, or you know, has there ever been a determination of what does constitute consensus? Is that written in any of the documents, the operative documents that we operate under?
Yeah, Scott, it's not in the bylaws. It's in the GNSO PDP stuff. I've forgotten what it's called. And it doesn't matter what definition it is. We aren't at it.
Okay, but does it give a percentage? I mean, is it...
It basically gives the co-chairs a fair amount of discretion to call it, and it, speaking as at least half of your co-chair team, I can tell you that we don't have one of those things. So, you know, clearly the simplest approach to this is to simply say, look, everybody, we worked as hard as we could. We did the best we could. It's in our initial report. We have deep divisions, and they are no different than what we documented in that report. Back to you. Dear Board of Directors, back to you. And, you know, I'm really edgy about trying to get much beyond that in 2 days. Again, especially given the fact that we're going to lose some key people here. Volker, go ahead.
Well, one thing that struck me as odd is that we are always saying that we have no consensus at all. And that is true. And when it comes to proposing something to replace the Nairobi decision. But I think we have a very clear majority against the Nairobi decision, and I think that is the issue that we have the most consensus, actually, that we do not like the Nairobi decision. And I just wanted to voice that position.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right. I'm focusing on something else when I talk about that. But we actually do have some areas of near consensus, or maybe even complete consensus. Certainly, the notion of compliance as important. We have two views of compliance. We have the proactive versus reactive debate, etc. But everybody seems to feel that compliance is a big deal. I think most everybody agrees that the Nairobi decision isn't very good, and I think most people also agree that some exceptions to whatever process comes up should be allowed. At that point, you know, what the exceptions are for and what they look like, no, we don't have consensus. We really haven't had the time to build consensus around that. And so back to Roberto's point, we could come up with a list of very, very, very high-level bullet points like that and push it along to the board and see where we get. Let's see. I think the queue is all old, right? No new people in the queue. I'm assuming that anyway. Well, so where do we go from here? A poll.
Mikey, this is Brian.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Perfect.
A poll.
Excuse me.
A perfect answer.
Perfect.
I love that. Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I think the way you just articulated the state of play is the closest thing to reality, and I share your concerns about the 72-hour exercise as someone who's going to be tied up tomorrow and Wednesday as well in those law enforcement things. I'm not sure. I have my doubts that putting together a list of things that really already exist in some form in our report as a list of things to consider more strongly, things that are like principles, I don't know. I just have my doubts about that providing the board with material substantive guidance in making the decision. I mean, my sense is that just about everything that we want to say or would say as a group is in the report. and I'm not sure I see the value of generating less.
Yeah, and there's thanks, Brian. There are certainly a fair number of us who are saying that, and it's an argument that's certainly persuasive to me. Alan, go ahead.
I guess the merit of doing something that may already be in the report is so long that it's difficult to extract simple, concise messages out of it. If we have a simple, concise message that we can give that may provide guidance in when they make their decision, that has value.
Okay. Stefan.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey. I just want to read or point to Tim Ruiz's email that he's just sent to the list because he's apparently traveling and not able to join the call. But he says that there's several things that he doesn't, several statements have been made that he doesn't agree with, made on the list, not on this call. So he suggests that we call the, or that the group calls the report, the interim report final, and sends that to the council as a final report. I just wanted to get that in.
Yeah, thanks, Stefan. I don't think that we can do that. I mean, I just from a technical standpoint, because we have not incorporated the public comments. So I think that the action that accomplishes the same thing is indicating that there is no consensus in, you know, in this, in the framework of this resolution. We would just say there is no consensus, and you know, if we can transmogrify the interim report into a final report in time, fine, but I don't think we can get it turned into a final report that fast, because we really do need to go through the comments before we're done with that. Alan, is your hand up from before?
No, that's a new one in response to Stefan. I don't have the words in front of me, but my recollection is that the board resolution said to the extent that we come up with guidance later, you know, past next Tuesday or past the October date they gave, they will incorporate it into future rounds. So the implication is, their expectation is that if we don't come to closure now, we will continue working.
Yeah, I think that's right. And just to gently pull your leg, I'll point out that the language of the resolution is dead center on the Adobe Connect screen. Jeffrey, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I think I'm just trying to make sure I didn't miss it, that we don't have that. I think sending, you know, picking and choosing certain things to send to the board because we think the report is too long or anything along those lines is a mistake, just because they put us in this sort of crazy deadline that we should say, oh, we have to put something up, you know, just for the sake of it. I think that if there's no consensus, what it's, I'm, you know, thanks for, it's on reading the Adobe Connect, just because there is no consensus on the vertical integration issue, and we're talking about the real meat of the issues here. There's no, we should just say there is no consensus on those issues. To put it forward saying, you know, we think that there, I'm just throwing this out there, but saying, hey, we think there should be further investigation into SRSU, and there's consensus on that, I don't think that really helps anybody. So, I mean, just to send something like that, just to say, hey, we sent something, I think is a waste. And I think that unless, you know, some miracle happens in the next, you know, 24 hours or something like that, then we just send it back and saying there is no conclusion, not to try and pick and choose certain documents or certain line items on that. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I think it does get really tricky to pick and choose. I wouldn't even know how to do that, quite frankly. You know, I've been listening. I came into this call pretty undecided, as with most things, and I've tried to remain that way throughout all of this. But I am finding it difficult to see a path through the next 2 days to a document that you know, we could stand up behind and say we have consensus around this. So I'm inclined to go with option A, which says indicate that no consensus on vertical integration issues has been reached to date, and maybe underline that and put it in bold, maybe flashy red type, I don't know. And stating our commitment to continuing to work on this with the hope, and this is where we maybe deviate a little bit from the board resolution, with the hope that if we get our work done in time, that it could be included in the current round rather than waiting for future rounds. There's a fair conversation going on in the chat, and I would love to be able to. We've got a lot of noise coming in. Oop, there we go. It's gone again. I would love to think that maybe something we do gets into the current round, but maybe that's just pushing it too hard, and maybe it's just let's focus on that for a minute. The current round versus future round thing, because I think that influences our timing as well. If we're interested in pursuing a path that gets something done really quickly so that it could possibly get into the current round, is that something that shows people something, or is it just too hard? I'd be interested in people's reactions to that. Jeff? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think knowing when the next round, I don't think it really makes a difference, because there are certain parties, you know, that say, hey, I want, you know, whatever it is, .shu, and it doesn't matter what round you're in. Once .shu is taken by somebody, it doesn't matter if you're eligible in round two, that specific string is gone. So even if the next round, if it's determined it's going to be 6 months later or whatever it is, then once those strings are allocated to another entity, then it doesn't matter if you're eligible or those strings are gone. That's what I think. I mean, that's why we have all this contention for this, and why everyone cares so much about what's going to happen in the first round, because even if the next round, I was joking, saying it's 5 years away or 5 months, those strings, once awarded to a certain party, that's it. It doesn't matter when the next round is. That string is gone, and if that's the one you want or the group you're working on wants, then, you know, I don't think that you'd find any solid saying, hey, you could apply for something else in 6 months or 6 years or whatever that number is.
So would you favor kind of not a crazy two-day push, but a pretty heavy-duty push to try and get something done to go into the current round, even though the board has said that they won't listen to it?
I think it's still worth going on, and it's not only for second round, for other rounds, but I think that the possibility that the board punts again is not minimal, considering what we've seen before. So I think that, say, let's just pack up shop because it's October 8th, and, you know, we're going to have to, everything will be decided by then. We'll be sort of not looking at what's happened in the past because, you know, those decisions have been punted further on. So I'd say keep working, because you never know what's going to happen, what, you know, resolutions are going to come out. It's like Roberto said, nobody thought that they'd come out with resolutions after a board retreat that was not considered to be official, yet Sunday night, there they were. So I would say keep working on it, keep trying to reach, if we can, some sort of consensus. If we can't, just keep working according to what this working group and the PDP guidelines have to be, and, you know, see what happens.
Okay. Eric, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. Assuming that there is a subsequent round, it seems we have a problem of trying to buy time in the least disruptive fashion if we can't agree in time for this round. And that's one of the odd attractions of the Nairobi 0% rule, is that it prevents everyone who's presently a registry or a registrar from obtaining the advantage of entry time and market power in the historic ground. This will be a green field. This will all be completely new market actors. So it is the case that the 0% rule means there is no advantage for any of the existing contracted parties, whether the registries or registrars. And if we're looking for something that we can recommend for the second round that is least compromised by whatever happens in the first round, I think that's it. And I'm sure that's very unpopular, but not getting anything into the first round was also pretty unpopular, and yet here we are. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. This is not a happy place to be. Okay, so what I'm hearing, let me just read the chat for a second. I think what I'm hearing us say is that we respond to the board resolution with option A and say, look, there's no consensus. It's in our report, our revised interim report. And we'll work to finish that report, turn it into a final report, and the way we'll do that is by reviewing the comments. And we'll get done when we get done, and if that's in time for the current round, so be it, and otherwise it won't. Let's see. Eric, is that a new hand or an old hand?
Old.
Okay. Kathy, go ahead.
I think you've got it, Mikey. It's disappointing because I would have liked to come to a different conclusion or consensus, but I think you've got it. So I support what you're saying.
Okay, let's just using the little tick marks in your status attendee list, Gizmo. Is there anybody who's really opposed to that approach, essentially indicating that there is no consensus? And
IT or Metal 9, so...
Oh, go ahead, JC.
And if I can...
Yeah,
go,
I'm opposed to the approach.
Okay. Duly noted.
Thank you.
Anybody else? It's pretty quiet. Alan, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Sebastian.
Okay. Just to say, I agree with you. I just think that even if it's difficult to extract things from our current report, I think that all underlining where we strongly agree, and I think that there are consensus, whatever name you want to give, it's something could be a good exercise, even if we may hope that the board member read all our reports, and especially to be clear that there are something, even if it's because we oppose, we all agree with, and that could be a good addition to what you propose. And if not, I totally agree with your proposal. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. I suppose that one way we could finesse that would be the co-chairs writing a transmittal letter that accompanied our response to the board. Well, it would be our response to Chuck, but presumably that would get to the board with some of those highlights included. And use that to focus attention on various parts of the report and also indicate, you know, the level to which it was our impression there was agreement or otherwise, we could finesse something like that. Roberto, I'll let you cogitate about that one while I call on Alan. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Sebastian, you have said close to what I was going to say. As I said before, I think there would be great value in identifying the things clearly and in a short, concise document that there is, if not unanimous consensus on, then a strong consensus of things that need to be looked at further or perhaps should be adopted. And I think your list of four bullets, certainly three of them and possibly the fourth, fit into that category. There may be some others. I think that would have great value. Saying we have not come to closure says a decision must be made and we're not going to be the ones that are making that recommendation. But nevertheless, any decision should take some things into account. And to the extent we can say it in less than 100 pages, I think that has merit.
Roberto, go ahead.
So I think that reading also about the possibility of asking for a slight delay in presenting documentation to the board, to the council. My question is to staff first, and to us, how long is the process of incorporating the comments, in the sense that we have the long summary from staff, but we need to decide what of those comments have to be will make significantly change our report. So I think that we need a good week for that, considering that that next 2 days will be doubtful, but we need to have a sort of a commitment that in the following 3 or 4 days, in one way or the other, we can incorporate the comments in a final report. The final report, I would not be inclined to write a few hundred pages, but just keep it on points, because so we can say the interim report, we confirm what has been said in the interim report with the following, underlining these the following comments, and if there is any change following the public comments to highlight in the report. So that is I would say your option one, slightly modified, and then I think that we need to ask ourselves the question, and on whether we want to continue, and in that case to make the proposal to the council that to continue this working group past the October 8 deadline, and then at that point go on and get prepared for future rounds, or for the case in which for other reasons there's going to be a delay in the final resolution and the final opening of the GPLDs. That's what is what I more or less think we could do. Thank you.
Thanks, Roberto. Let me try and... Oh, Margie, go ahead. Margie Milam 2, the sequel.
Yeah, I'm here twice. I just wanted to confirm what Roberto said. We need the working group to go through the public comments, and I think his assessment is correct, that it would take, you know, about... We could get through them in a week to see whether or not it changes any of the, you know, the statements or encourages consensus on any of the topics. But that is a step that would need to get done.
So if I've got this right, then what we would do is we would write a note back to Chuck saying that we don't have consensus on vertical integration at this time, that our plan is to move with all due speed to get from an interim report to a final report, and the primary work that needs to be done to do that is incorporating the public comments into the report. I'm not sure we actually need to put a date to that, because the main operant thing would be our acknowledgement that we have not arrived at consensus and that the decision is in their hands. And then if we come up with something fantastic in the process of incorporating those comments, we could always transmit that to the council, and the council could transmit it on up to the board. Is that a succinct summary of where we're at?
Mikey, except for the fact that I think that we cannot take excessive amount of time, because it still has to get to the council before the council meeting. Otherwise, it will not be forwarded to the board at all.
Well, I'm not thinking that it makes it to the council meeting this time. It makes it to the next one a month from now. So we'd have, essentially until 8 days before the next council meeting. Is that what you're thinking too? I'm not thinking that we can possibly get the public comments incorporated into the report in time for this council meeting, even if we got an extension. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If we can't, we can't. Then in that case, it's going to be the next council meeting.
Yeah, I just can't imagine, looking at that very tall list of public comments, I was pretty intimidated by it the first time I looked at it. So maybe we could do it in a week, but wow, I wasn't thinking we'd get through it that fast. That's part of the reason that I sheered away from it. What about, so just zeroing in on this note that we sent to Chuck, what about this notion of the two co-chairs pointing out some interesting parts of the report, even though we didn't reach consensus? I mean, the board already has the interim report, and so we could give them some highlights on that just in our transmittal memo. Jeff Newman, go ahead.
Yeah, just again, can you just say what the purpose of that would be?
Well, I think, several people, Sebastian, Alan, others have said that that's an awfully long report that we transmitted, and that it would be useful or helpful to the board if we zeroed them in on some of the parts of the report that we think they would find useful in making their decision.
But what's the forum for it? I'm sorry, I have a comment, but I'm just...
Well, the forum is the transmittal letter that we used. Presumably, Roberto and I will write a letter to Chuck that says, "Dear Chuck, in response to your request, here is our letter indicating that no consensus on vertical integration issues has been reached to date, and referring the matter to the board and highlighting those parts of our report that the board might find the most useful in making their decision."
Yeah, so I Keith actually just raised on the chat what I was going to say, which is there's got to be a staff report to the board that already went there. And not that I encourage staff reports. In fact, I'm a known advocate against having staff reports being kept private. But I'm sure the board's already seen that. And I think the report speaks for itself. It should be left to speak for itself, just like the board's resolution speaks for itself and is left to speak for itself. I think we just send a letter to Chuck saying we are not, you know, we produced our interim report. That is what it is. We are unable to have consensus in anything anything other than the release of the interim report. Leave it at that. Send it to the board with as much clearness and crispness as their motions are to us. I just don't think anyone should be in the – and no one should have the burden of taking it upon themselves to summarize what we came up with that was very carefully crafted words. And I'd hate for someone to read a summary as opposed to what's in the report when we worked so long and hard to get the wording exactly the way that we wanted it. It's not that I don't trust you or Roberto. I think you guys are great guys, but I just think that we spent too long coming up with those words to have it summarized by someone else.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. I can buy that. Ivory's agreeing. I think Alan's agreeing. He might have been agreeing with me. I don't know. Anyway, Eric, go ahead.
Well, I think I'll agree with Jeff Newman. We have to mention that we haven't evaluated the community response. We can't join the board in ignoring the community, and this isn't entirely something that's interior to the council. We really do have to deal with the community response. Thank you.
Yeah, I also buy that.
May I, Sebastian?
Sebastian, go ahead.
I think we what Alan and myself suggest, it's not a summary. That's a big difference between a summary and what we suggest, I guess. It's to take out the point where we have an agreement. It's not a summary. A summary will have been that we take all the points and we say this one we agree, this one we disagree, this one is at this stage of discussion. It's just to highlight the points where we, as a working group, are the more agree, and that's it. It's not, once again, a summary. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. So one way, I suppose, would be to spend some time on the list over the next, basically, day, I guess, to find those bullet points where we agree. No, we can't agree on the structure. That's clear. But we, I think, agree on the compliance stuff, at least at a very high level, and we agree at a very high level on the notion of exceptions, I think. Is there value in doing that and including that in our using the transmittal letter as the vehicle to transmit those points of agreement? I'll let that soak in for a minute.
Mikey, can I be in the queue at some point?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to... Sorry, I was cut on and off, so I missed part of the conversation. But to me, and I assume to some others, anything is better than simply no consensus in one sentence. So any vehicle you can find in putting the bullet points in or whatever device is better than nothing. On the thing itself, although it's unrealistic to assume we will do something in 3 or 4 days or 2 days that we couldn't do in 9 months, I do believe the council could be sympathetic to the fact that indeed many stakeholders will be meeting tomorrow somewhere else. Mother, I can matter, and therefore we could be granted an extension. And one last point would be to second wholeheartedly Jeff's point on the inanity of the second waiting for the second round for most of us, because, as you know, the new GTLD space is a finite one. If that wave is granted in the first round to a non-registrar, it's of little value to wait for the second round for a registrar. So we don't have the luxury of time. We've all known that for some time now. But the second round is absolutely not an option as far as vertical integration is concerned, because, let's face it, if the second round happens, we don't know when, and it will be of little interest for many stakeholders affected by VI.
Thanks, JC.
Thank you, this is Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
In my mind right now, there's a pretty clear distinction between something that is consensus-based coming out of this group and something that is not. And in terms of what's meaningful to the board, a consensus-based proposal is what's meaningful. The exercise you're suggesting to my ears sounds like we're trying to highlight issues that we agreed on, that we think are important, that we'd like to give a little bit of emphasis to, so the board might give some weight to those issues when they're making their decision, but they're not quite consensus-based points. And if we're going to go through that exercise, whether it's the chair and the co-chair, or hand-selecting five or six representatives from across the different interest groups, it's still, to my mind, it's an exercise that you'd need to get validation from the group, from the entire group, to say this is a point of agreement, or this is a point of special emphasis or additional weight. And I just keep coming back to the window of time that we have here, and asking if that is realistic, and asking if we're just not better off going with the report, which is a fairly carefully crafted report. And I believe, you know, for compliance, a reader of the report should get the understanding that the group very strongly and broadly felt compliance was an important issue based on what's in the interim report already. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. You know, as I listen to this, I am coming around to the point of view that we basically send back a note that just says, response to Chuck saying, no, we have no consensus on vertical integration issues as of this date. We are going to continue to complete our final report, but not give a date for it. We'll do it as fast as we can because we've got these things. But to finish off, like the public input, but not go anything beyond that. I think it just, you know, what happens is we almost immediately reopen the whole discussion, and that goes on the too hard pile for me. So I think that's where I've landed. That's a little bit different, Roberto, than where you are. But I'm persuaded that it would be really hard to write much between now and our deadline. And I think that, you know, in a consensus-based process, it's a perfectly valid and, in fact, sometimes very important outcome to say no consensus was reached and leave it at that. So that would be my inclination. Oh, and Roberto's fallen off of Adobe Connect. Roberto, are you still on the call?
Yeah, I'm still on the call, but I have no connectivity anymore.
Ah, okay. So what do you think of that idea? Are you okay?
Well,
with...
I think that, as I said before, if we can't make it, we can't make it. So that's obvious. If the judgment call is that we can't have something meaningful to make it for the current deadline, that means that we have only two options. One, we say, okay, sorry, guys, and we disband the working group. And the other one is to say, we didn't reach consensus, but we hope to get consensus if given more in time and continue working. So the option of coming to a report that has that includes the public comment, I think that it is part of our duty. We didn't do it until now. And we need to fix that, and we need to do it, and we need to do this final report. If it doesn't get to the council for this call, it will get to the next one, and it's fine. And that will be the final report of the working group, after which it's going to be a council call whether we will do further work, for instance, on the harms or in identifying some particular exceptions to the rule and so on. So I think that we have to take into account what reality is.
Okay, so I'm going to summarize it one last time for the MP3 so that I can listen to it and act accordingly. So we will send a letter to Chuck, Roberto and I, saying that the working group has not arrived at, it has no consensus on vertical integration issues to date. That work remains on our report and to make it to move it from being an interim report to a final report. And we will do that. And then that'll be that. I think that's it. Any final thoughts on this? Final before we wrap this up? I think we're very close to the end of the hour and a half. So I'm not seeing anybody's hand up. Keith wants a poll. Well, dang, Nabbit, I'll figure out something to pull on, and I'll send it out. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, this is, since we're at the end of the call, not a comment on what you plan to communicate to Chuck, but rather that we have the GAC memo that we can respond to as well, and of course that doesn't have an October 8th or an October 1st deadline associated with it, but it is an interesting It is an interesting policy suggestion, and I think it's worth looking at. And I'd be happy to be joined by anybody who wants to do so also.
So I just have a technical question about that. That memo I don't think was addressed to us, was it? It was addressed to the board. So we would be simply I'm not sure the context in which we would respond. You know, we're sort of the bottom of the bottom-up process, and that was telegraphed sort of up there in the nosebleed territory, as far as I could tell. We could certainly...
Well, yeah, that's true. On the other hand, the GAC doesn't typically use the public comments to make public comments. We can demote them from nosebleed to public comments and then consider their suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would be fine with an approach like that, but I'm a little uncomfortable with the working group responding directly to a memo from the GAC to the board. That seems above my pay grade somehow. Okay, I think that's it for today. It's 28 minutes after the hour by my clock, and... I thank you all We'll be back next week, same time, same station. And I think that at a minimum, we will be working on picking up those public comments and folding them into the interim report on its way to becoming final. And I look forward to speaking with you then. Bye for now.
Thanks, Mikey.
Bye.
Thanks, all. Bye. Thanks, Mikey. Sure.
Thanks, Mikey.
Sharon, I think we can stop the recording now.
Thank you.